This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria. 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Hello, and welcome to the Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast, where Reverend Roger L. Green, Sr. is the pastor. This broadcast is designed to be a blessing and life changer for you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
Now, we thank you. Father, you're worthy of all our praise. You're worthy of all the glory, the honor, and the majesty. But Father, as we celebrate this year, this month, you coming into this world to take our sins upon you on the cross, giving us a right to the tree of life. And for that, Father, we are eternally grateful. And as I stand before you and before your children, speak to me and through me, Father, that your word will go forth. We ask this in Jesus' name, and for his sake we pray. Amen. To the triune Godhead, to Reverend Slaughter and Reverend Dearborn, to our First Lady in her absence, pray for my mother-in-law. She woke up this morning that vertigo was on her real bad, and we ask you all to pray for her. One thing she does, not a birthday pass, she makes sure she get a card to you. So make sure we all pray for her. To these deacons and deaconess, amen. To these ministers of music, to this choir, amen. Thank God for our youth. Early Merry Christmas to all of you. We've been all this month keeping the theme of Christmas in our messages. First Sunday, we dealt with taking a closer look at the stable. Last week, we talking about I'm not coming empty-handed. And this week, we want to continue our theme in the gospel according to St. Luke. Little Gregory Newman was all over my sermon. Amen. Amen. That was confirmation. Luke chapter 2. Verse 15. Luke chapter 2, verse 15. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord have made known unto us. God bless you. I want to talk on this thought. Man, I've got to see this. God, thank you, Ursus. Man, I've got to see this. Have you ever heard of a story that was so unbelievable that you had to see it for yourself? Have you ever heard of God doing something so miraculous that was against nature itself, that was not natural, that you said to yourself, man, I've got to see this for myself? When Jesus raised Lazarus from the grave, the story had went out that he who had been in the grave for 4 days is now alive. The Bible said they did not just come to see Jesus, but they also traveled to see Lazarus, the one who was once dead and now alive. Some of us are walking around trying to find a miracle to behold. And you don't have to look that far. Just look in the mirror. Just look around. Just look at what happened in Alexandria just a few days ago. Thank God for that pastor teaching to pull those kids out in the nick of time. God is good. But one thing you have to look at when God allows storms, there's two things happening in the storm. He is trying to show you that I can keep you in the storm. But then he is trying to talk to you at the same time. But boy, when you look at what God has done, how many times he's brought you through, how many times you felt his deliverance, how many times you felt his forgiveness, his grace and his mercy. Man, when I think about the goodness of the Lord, when I think about how far he's brought me, when I think about you should have had my funeral years ago and I'm still standing up here preaching, you still sitting there in the pew. Somebody say, man, you got to see this. You got to see what the Lord has done for me. We've got to get excited about what God is doing. The shepherds here in our message, hear the angels tell them that the man child, the male factor, the Messiah is here. And it altered the course of their lives. It didn't matter these shepherds who were raising lambs to be sacrificed later in the temple was given a message that the true lamb is now here. When you look at the works of shepherds, their work kept them from the temples for weeks at a time. The nature of their work caused them to be ceremonially unclean or defiled. They moved from country to place with flocks. They were often accused of being thieves. Shepherds were considered unreliable. They were not allowed to give testimonies in court nor in the church. These men were just dirty, defiled sinners in the eyes of the religious set. These men had no hope. These men had nobody to speak for them, but yet they did what they had to do to make a living for their family. The religious elite did not care about them. They were lost in their eyes, destined for hell. But watch this. Here's your praise cue. In the eyes of man, these shepherds were dirty. These shepherds was defiled. They wasn't worthy to come in the temple. They wasn't worthy to testify in court, but the angel still came talk to them. Let me say it again. Nobody wanted to have nothing to do with them. They were dirty, they were stinky, they was dank, they was defiled, but the angel came to talk to them. Now, it would have been all right if the angel would have showed up to talk to Herod. He was the king. It would have been all right if the angel would have showed up in Sunday in the church and talked to the priest, because that wasn't ordinary. But the angel didn't come to the king. The angel didn't come to the priest. The angel came to the outcast. The dirty, dank, defiled knew about the Savior before the priest did. The dank, dirty, defiled knew about the Savior before the king did. I wish somebody can testify. God doesn't always just talk to the folk in the church. He can speak to the alcoholic at the liquor store. And don't be fooled. Can I put this in the gumbo for free? Don't be fooled to believe that them people on the street don't know the Bible. You go out there quoting scripture, they'll correct you. Wait a minute, no, brother. That's not found in Matthew. It's found in Luke. The angel came unto them in verse 9. And they were afraid because the glory of the Lord shined about them. You just missed it again. Dirty, dank, defiled, but the glory of the Lord was around them. And the angel said unto them, be not afraid. He said, because I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you this day in the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Oh, that's good enough. Unto you this day. I know nobody to want to talk to you, but heaven is talking to you. I know nobody to want to be around you, but God's glory is all over you. And I got some good news for you. This day, at this moment, Christ the child is born. Can I bring you some good news? On this day, Christ the child loves you. On this day, Christ the child saved you. On this day, Christ the child supplied for you. On this day, you're able to sit on that pew because over 2,000 years ago, this child hung on a cross that you may live. Now, don't sit there like you dead. He died that you can live. And I want to tell somebody, I got breath in my lungs. I got some waving in my hands. I got some stomping in my feet because he died that I may live. The angel comes and he tells them to this day. Watch this, Brother West. When he told them, they didn't debate it. They didn't negotiate it. They didn't doubt it. They didn't reject it. They just got up and say, man, we got to see this here. Now watch. Keep your Bibles open because I need to look at something. When the angel gave the announcement. Now watch in verse 12. He says, now it's going to be a sign unto you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Oh, y'all just missed your praise cue. Nobody wanted to deal with the shepherds because in the eyes of man, they were nasty people. But Jesus was born in a nasty place that nasty people can go see a clean Savior in a nasty place. See, when people look at you, it's only a clean Savior in a nasty place. I don't care how you beautify it, it's still a nasty place. I don't care how you make it up, it's a nasty place. If it's your hair or somebody else's hair, it's still a nasty place. I don't care how you suit it up, it's still a nasty place. But I'm so glad with this nasty place, you can still see a clean Savior. They was not the social elite. They were not educated men. They were called or cited as religious outcasts. But these men still said, man, I've got to see this. Watch this in verse 15. Watch this. And it came to pass when the angels were gone. Now watch. Something happened in verse 13. When the angels made the announcement, there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God, saying glory to God in the highest on earth, peace, goodwill toward all men. Y'all dismiss. They were telling the shepherds, you are just important in God's eyesight as the priests in the temple. Goodwill toward not some men, but all men, black men, white men, yellow men, brown, goodwill towards. In other words, he was saying that Jesus came to die for everybody. But some of us act like Jesus just came to die for me. Y'all gonna get it in the morning. Watch this. He tells them, you're gonna find them in swaddling clothes. And they said in verse 15, when the angel were gone, they said, man, let us now go see. Now write this down. To see this You got to move from where you are to go where Jesus is. They couldn't see it staying in the fields. They had to be willing to leave what they were doing, drop it, and go see Jesus. The reason why some of us haven't seen Jesus yet, you're still in the field holding on to the little stuff you got. Sometimes you got to move from where you are to go to where Jesus is. And guess what? Jesus said, I'm standing here, I'm knocking at the door, and the lock is on the outside. All you got to do is open it up, and I'll come in, and I'll sit with you. Me and you can commune together. But you got to move from where you are. And to move from where I am, I've got to believe what I've been told. Now, they have not seen Jesus yet before they moved, but they believed that Jesus was there. So their faith to believe that Jesus was there caused them to move from where they was. If you still in the same position you was in when you first met Christ, you sure it was Christ you met? Because when you meet Christ, you're going to move. Oh, I wish I had somebody to testify. You should cuss a little bit less right now. You should get, I ain't say you shouldn't cuss, stop cussing. Now, we still cuss, but you don't cuss as much as you. Come on, don't sit in here and lie now. Sometimes you speak in an unknown language and it ain't in tongues either. Come on now, when somebody prick your nerves, you don't call on the name of Jesus, but you call them names. Come on now. Year almost over. Don't end the year with lying. Now, you started off with lying. It's time to tell the truth. Now, some of you religious folks say, well, Reverend, I just don't say it, but I say it in my mind. Well, you might well say it. If you didn't cuss me out in your mind, you might well go on and say it, because if you think it, whatever a man think it in his heart. That's it. We've got to see this thing. Now watch. In verse 12, the angel tells them what they're going to see. In verse 16, they saw what the angel said they were going to see. See, when you trust God, and if God tells you you're going to see it, I don't know how long it's going to take or what avenues God's going to use, but I promise you this, you will see it. And watch this. They went there, and they saw it. And Isaiah 7 and 14 says this, therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God is with us. The shepherd's first response was, let's go and see. They dropped everything, and they went to see the Savior. And when they saw him, they saw the babe. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Now watch this. Verse 17 says, and when they seen it, they made known everywhere that we've seen the Christ child. See, when Jesus has done something for you, you're going to tell somebody. I wish I had somebody to testify. You going to tell somebody. You remember when Jesus told the blind man, don't tell nobody. Don't say a word to nobody. And the blind man walked away, wait a minute. I've been blind all this time. You came along and gave me sight. Lord, I don't mean to disobey you, but this is one time I've got to disobey you. I've got to tell somebody how good the Lord has been to me. And it's a scary individual in the church who say they don't have a testimony. Because if you don't have a testimony, you are telling people God ain't did nothing for you.
baby, God's been good to me. And guess what? I don't need to have $1 million in my bank account to tell somebody God's been good to me. I can be broke and don't know how I'm going to pay my bills, and I can still say God's been good. The Bible says they went and told everybody. I like what Brother West said earlier. He said, I wasn't going to say nothing, but I just couldn't hold my peace. Baby, when God then brought you through something, when God then kept you, when you seen others then died in it, man, you ought to get up and testify. And when we have cancer awareness, when I look at the cancer survivors, you survived something that took other folk out. And you ought to be the main one up shouting when the word cancer, you ought to raise your hands, clap your hands, say, I've been in that boat and I survived. You had to move from where you are to go where Jesus is. And then verse 17, they told what they had seen. First, they say, let's go and see. Now, secondly, they say, let's go and tell. Let's tell it. Now, we tell everything else. Let somebody get caught doing something. They ain't got no business doing. We ain't gonna even wait till we get to church. You're gonna go down the list on your phone and call every, and get mad if somebody don't answer. Get mad if somebody says you shouldn't be doing that. But when it comes to good things, like if we come to church and have a good time, you ought to go and tell everybody, boy, we had a joyous time in church today. I wish I had somebody to testify. You just got to tell it that God's been good to you. These shepherds said, look, here it is, your praise cue. The Bible didn't say they cleaned themselves up. They went seeing Jesus dirty, filthy, but they still went told the story just like they were. Now, I wish I had somebody to testify. They said, let's go and let's tell it. Not only did they say, let's go see it, let's tell it. But then watch this in verse 20. And the shepherds returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, that it was told unto them. Let's go see. Let's go tell. Now let's go live. They left praising God for what they had heard and seen. Let me back up. Let me let you know where I am. Jesus didn't give them anything. The wise men, remember, came bearing gifts. The shepherds didn't have gifts to give. The gift that they had was their praise and their worship. Watch this here. Now, when they went to see Jesus, Jesus didn't give them anything. But just seeing Jesus was enough for them to say, God, you've been good to me. See, some of you, God, have to pull blessings, open up windows, and do all of this for you to get in church to say thank you. But, baby, just Jesus being Jesus is enough for me to say, Lord, I thank you. Here is the praise. Here is the glory. Here were these dirty, dank, defiled shepherds praising God because of what they had heard and what they had seen. And when I hear about Jesus healed a body, I praise him. When I hear about how he opened doors for other folk, I praise him. He don't have to do it to me. As long as he's doing it, that's enough for me to praise. So you need to quit being selfish with your praise. You only praise God when he's doing something for you. But you ought to praise God when he's blessing somebody else. Matter of fact, won't you tell your neighbor, I'm getting ready to give him a hallelujah. But this hallelujah is not for me. This hallelujah is for you. What God is doing in your life, the doors he's opening up in your life, I'm not worried about me. I just want to praise God for you. They said, let's go and leave. And they went to tell the story. As I get ready to leave you, I imagine they were saying, Rum Dearborn, Rum Slaughter, we just seen the beautiful sight that we ever could see. We seen the Christ child. I'm just glad this morning just to know one day I will see Jesus. And I know we've got some loved ones that's gone on home. And I know when you get to glory, you say you want to see them. But my loved ones that's gone on is a distant second. I've got to see Jesus. I've got to see the man who died for me. I've got to see the man who hung on the cross for me. I've got to see the man who said, it is finished for me. I've got to see the man that was pierced in the side for me. I've got to see the man who was placed thorns on his head for me. I've got to see the man who was thirsty for me. But he died on an old rugged cross for you, and he died for me. But when he died, Jesus is so just. He knew millions had died before he came. In Peter, it said when he died, his spirit went to hell and preached a three-night revival. I can imagine he was saying, come to me while you still have time. And early the third day morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Is there anybody here know that he is a miracle worker? Is there anybody here know that he is bread in a starving land? Is there anybody here know that he is money in your pocket? Is there anybody can testify and say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, I'd have been dead, sleeping in my grave. But the Lord made a way out of no way. That's why I don't mind clapping my hands. That's why I don't mind stomping my feet. That's why I don't mind hollering out. And I hope my hollering is getting on your nerves, because I don't care what you think of me. I don't care how you laugh at my shout. You don't know how good the Lord has been to me. You have no idea the hell he brought me through. And I don't mind praising my God. Is there anybody here got a I don't care praise? I'm a praise him, and I don't care if I'm getting on your nerves. I'm a praise him. I don't care if you even laugh at me. He brought me from a mighty long way. He kept me when I could not be kept. He hugged me when nobody else would. And in the midnight hour, I thought I was all alone. But I heard a small, still voice saying, peace. Be still. Ain't he all right? Do you know he's all right? Have you tried him? Have you tried him? So glad just the other day, a tornado traveled 62 miles all the way to Alexandria. I was sitting in my home, just me and my mother-in-law, and I saw the tornado coming over my house. I saw the trees leaning over. I saw branches flying everywhere. I went and got my mother-in-law, put her in a closet, put things over her, and I got in the middle